So we're talking about Tzarchei Moed, what is permitted in Tzarchei Moed. I'll go through a few examples of Tzarchei Moed, where it's permitted or not permitted. And then we'll talk about a few other things in the next few days. So a person has a table or a chair which is broken, he wants to put the leg back in or something of that sort. If it's something which an average person could do, that's considered Maaseh Hegyed. He needs the table, he needs the chair, and that's going to be Mutter. If it would be done only a carpenter or a person who's very skilled could do that, that's going to be Aser. Person wants to put on new heels on his shoe, that's a Maaseh Uman. You can't have heels put on during Chol HaMoed. We spoke about sewing, the lochos of sewing already. Cutting grass, etc. The person should not have his grass cut during Chol HaMoed. There's no need. However, picking flowers, which is the same thing as cutting grass, if you're picking the flowers for the Tzarech of the Moed, that's going to be, want to put some flowers into a vase to use to make the house look nice, that's not a problem. Putting together a toy, you bought a toy for the children, you want to put together a toy together, that's a Maaseh Hegyed. Usually it's a Maaseh Hegyed, and it's mutter to do during Chol HaMoed. Driving. So, driving a car, even though there's a certain amount of emun involved in the driving itself, but the malacha involved in driving, burning something by putting your foot on the pedal, doesn't take too much chachma to do. Turning on the lights doesn't take too much. The actual ability to drive might be considered, but is needs training, but the malacha part of it does not need training, so the malacha is a Maaseh Hegyed. So it's mutter the Tzarech HaMoed. So a person has any need to drive somewhere during Chol HaMoed, that's mutter. Moshe says even in a situation where he's driving a short distance, where theoretically you could walk, so it's not really Tzarech HaMoed, so to drive, since nowadays we're used to driving even short distances, that's called Tzarech HaMoed, and that's going to be mutter. And a person will be allowed to buy gas, etc. That's all going to be mutter during Chol HaMoed. Changing a tire is a Maaseh Hegyed, that would be mutter. Repairing a tire, having a tire which got a flat, and taking it into the mechanic and having him fill up the hole, that's a Maaseh Uman, and that should not be done during Chol HaMoed. Unless it's a Davar Ha'aveit, we'll talk about Davar Ha'aveit B'ezras Hashem next week. The other hand, fixing a bicycle tire, repairing it, that's a Maaseh Hegyed, and that's okay. Somebody asked me a question about taking driving lessons during Chol HaMoed. What's the issue with taking driving lessons during Chol HaMoed? So if it's a Davar Aved, you're going to lose your money because of it, and it's, a significant amount of money. So it's a Davar Aved, so that's mutter during Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, Ramosha has the truth where he says you should not drive for the purpose of driving lessons, something of that sort would not be permitted during Chol HaMoed. There are places which are matarit, the Debrit Zinner actually hold that it's mutter, but Ramosha held that it's usher. A person really should refrain from that during Chol HaMoed. Have a good morning.